Mind Food Radio. Smart thinking with Michael McHugh.
Well, welcome back to Mind Food Radio. And this month's issue, the May issue, is our special Red Collection. When we found out that 28 Australian women die every day because of heart disease and 48 women in New Zealand from heart-related disease, we knew that we had to join the fight. So this month's issue is raising awareness for women about their heart health. And to help us with this issue today, we have naturopath Polly Ray on the line to tell us a little bit about how we can take care of our heart through smart eating. Welcome, Polly.
Hi, Fasini.
Now, tell us a little bit about the heart. Why is it so important that we eat foods for our heart?
Well, it's such an important organ. It's really the only organ that's always functioning. So even when we're sleeping, it's still working. And it's constantly pumping. It's basically a muscle. So if we consider the health of the heart, there's lots of different things that we need to take into account. And one of them is that it continues to function as a muscle. So it continues to pump because it has quite an important role. Its function is to obviously pump oxygenated blood around to the whole body. So the whole body relies on it, so more so than any other system. You might think of the respiratory system and other systems are very sort of specific and they just service, you know, a small area, whereas the heart services the entire body. Mm-hmm. So once we lose the function of the heart, then we definitely see an effect in every other system in our body.
And what are the most important nutrients or vitamins that we need to be taking in for our heart?
Well, there's a couple of things. So when you consider it as being a muscle, you need to look at things that help muscles to function. So one of those things is calcium, and it helps with muscle contraction. The other thing is electrolytes, which calcium is an electrolyte also, but also potassium and sodium. Mm-hmm. So those things ensure that the contraction of that muscle that keep that sort of heart pumping will continue to work. So they're really important. The other thing as well, and not necessarily just in the heart, but looking after the blood vessels that the heart services, ensuring that those vessels remain strong, but the elasticity of them remains there as well. And vitamin E is really important for that. Vitamin E also acts as an antioxidant, so it stops the plaques forming inside those vessels, and looking after the vessels that way, it has an effect on the heart as well. So that's another vitamin that's really important. Another one is vitamin C, and again, in the same way that vitamin E looks after the elasticity, vitamin C does that too. And it reduces the inflammation in those vessels as well. Yeah, so just looking after those blood vessels means that the oxygen in the blood can actually get to the heart and make sure that it's being full of oxygen, which it needs constantly.
Sure.
They're really important vitamins.
Okay, and obviously we've spoken about this disease is affecting a lot of women, and we know that, you know, it's really important that women take care of their health because they're the main caregivers in families as well. What are the kinds of foods that women should be consuming on a daily basis?
Yeah, so one of the foods I just love for the heart is tahini, which is a sesame seed spread. And so basically tahini is very, very high in vitamin E, which we've said is very important for the heart and the blood vessels, and very important, very high as well in vitamin, calcium. So vitamin E and calcium. And again, the two really important nutrients for the heart. But it's also very high in good fats. So there's a lot of talk about fats and the function of the heart, and it is important to reduce fats, but very important to make sure that we consume good amounts and high amounts of the right fats. So women in particular, you might find are on low-fat diets, sort of watch their weight, for example, and that can be detrimental to the heart because they're actually leaving out the good fats too, and it's really important to have those foods in the diet. So tahini is something that provides really, really good amounts of good fats.
And it's delicious as well.
Oh, it's so tasty, isn't it? It's nice and creamy. And it's got a bit of an earthy taste to it, I think. Now, the other food is that's got the heart, so the good oils for the heart are oily fish. So thinking of mackerel and salmon, sardines as well. Really high in the good oils. The benefit of sardines and anchovies, if you eat them with the bones, they're only small, so you don't really notice them. So you get a really good intake of calcium as well. So that's a good food to have. Another one is also your garlic. Garlic is great for thinning the blood, and it provides a lot of antioxidant, anti-inflammatory work for those blood vessels too. So really making sure that you flavour your foods, not with bottled sauces, but with things like garlic and your wonderful spices. In particular, turmeric, ginger, and cayenne pepper. They're really nice spices for the heart too. They sort of they increase blood circulation, so they make sure all of the blood goes to the peripherals, and it thins the blood as well. So they're great things to include in the diet.
Great. And tell us a little bit about what, in terms of vitamins and consuming, you know, these important ones for the heart, with the oily fish, for instance, why is it better to consume the actual whole food, the oily fish, as it is, you know, instead of, say, an omega-3 tablet or capsule?
Well, it's always beneficial to have the food source rather than a supplement. Supplements are exactly that. They're there to supplement the diet. You also have to break down the capsules with supplements, so that's an additional sort of taxing thing for your body to go through. But the benefit you get in a whole food is that you also get other things included in that food. For example, the protein part of the oily fish, remembering that the heart is a muscle. So providing good levels of protein to keep the heart pumping is really important. So when you have the whole fish as opposed to the supplements, you get oil as well as the protein. Saying that, though, just keeping in mind when you're actually treating conditions, cardiovascular conditions especially, you do need what we call therapeutic dosing of certain nutrients. And at those times, it is important to have supplements to reach those high amounts of the vitamins that you need. But other than that, as you say, definitely having the whole foods is really important.
And how important is exercise? I mean, I know food is one component, but exercise plays a role too, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, it very much does, for lots of reasons. Stress is a big player in cardiovascular disease, and exercise can really help to manage stress levels and manage the stress hormones that are present in the bloodstream. So that's a good reason to get out and do some regular exercise, but also to thin the blood and to make sure that blood circulation occurs and it's not getting stagnant, and you're getting a build-up of blood in certain areas, and that sort of leads to things like clots. So exercise is very important for cardiovascular health. Regular exercise, and it doesn't need to be intense, just regular moderate exercise, and particularly walking is great as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Polly, for joining us and telling us a little bit about how we can take better care of our hearts. And I think it's really important that women do step up and take care of their health, because, as we said, they are the main caregivers in their families and setting a good example for their children as well. So thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Okay, thanks for that, Polly. And I think it's a really great way for women to get better control of their heart health and their general well-being by eating those important foods, as you said. So thanks for that. For more information, head to mindfood.com.
Mindfood Radio, smart thinking with Michael McHugh.